Arts Extra, 9:30 to 2, whenever we get kicked off the air. See you all later.
Bye.
No, we are very, very happy. We are so exciting.
For 101.9 Queer FM.
Hi there, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Melanie Coles, and I'm going to be doing a one-hour showcase on independent Vancouver music. That was Duffy and the Doubters. Before that was Watermelon. Coming up next, you're going to hear Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk on CITR 101.9 FM. Today I'm doing programming all by Vancouver bands, local bands. Slam Dunk is actually from Vancouver Island. And not only local bands, independent bands on either their own labels or Vancouver labels. And what I'm going to play now is Defectors. Defectors are on Nominal Records out of Vancouver, and also their latest record was put out by Grotesque Modern, another Vancouver label. And the track I'm going to play is Doomsday Girl. So this is Vancouver's own Defectors.
is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Thursday, August 18th, don't miss Sub Pop superstars The Obits on tour in support of their great new record, Moody, Standard, and Poor. Disappears and Hard Feelings will open the show. Doors are at 8, and $12 advance tickets can be purchased from Zulu Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca.
Friday the 19th, check out Mr. Heavenly with Waters and Guests. For the uninitiated, Mr. Heavenly combines Nick Thorburn from Islands and the Unicorns with Ryan Katner of Man Man and Joe Plummer from Modest Mouse in what can only be described as a kick-ass indie rock supergroup. This is an early show with doors at 7 and curfew at 11. $13 advance tickets can be snagged at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca.
August 20th, come out to see and hear Vancouver's very own Young Pacific with the Parson Redheads and 41st and Home. This is your chance to catch three great up-and-coming bands on the rise. $10 advance tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. It's an early show with curfew at 11.
Saturday the 27th, it's the Ghost House CD release party with guests The Rat Eye and Scort. This early show has an 11 o'clock curfew and tickets are $5 at the door.
For more information on these shows and other shows, get thee to the interweb and find BiltmoreCabaret.com. Dead leaves come off the
ground. So we're back at CITR 101.9 FM with our 1 hour showcase on independent Vancouver music. One thing I've found is how easy it is to fill an hour with Vancouver music, and that most of the Vancouver music that I'm playing, a lot of it's on 7-inch, a lot of it's 12-inch, a lot of it's on vinyl, and that a lot of these bands are putting it out themselves, that there's a great DIY spirit here in Vancouver, bands wanting to release these records by themselves, wanting to book their own tours, putting on their own shows, and that the labels that exist here, they put out these records not to make money. They put out these records because they love them and they want them to be released. They want people to hear them. They want them to be put out on vinyl. So the next hour is all self-released music or all music on Vancouver labels. And I'm going to be joined in the studio with Will Anderson from the bands My Friend Wallace and Weed. Say hi, Will.
Hello.
And Will's about to put out his first 7-inch for his band Weed. He's about to embark on a tour that he's booked himself. So I'm going to ask him about the DIY spirit and why he chooses to do things that way. And right now I'm going to play one of his bands, My Friend Wallace, from the CITR Pop Alliance CD that CITR and Mint Records put out earlier this year.
Thank you.
So that was my friend Wallace, a Vancouver band from the CITR Pop Alliance. And one of the members of My Friend Wallace is joined with us, Will Anderson. More importantly, he's here to talk about his band, Weed. Jeez. And a new record that he's putting out. He's putting out a 7-inch that's coming out in a few weeks. And it's called 80 and With Drug. He's putting it out himself, making his own covers, Xeroxing them, paid for everything himself. And, well, I want to know, why did you choose to do this? It's a lot of money. It's a lot of work. Why would you rather do it yourself?
It's important to me to have the control over it. And I don't know, it's never been something that interested me to just kind of sit around and wait for someone to put it out. You know, put out a few tapes with the band before, and you know, a couple times there have been some interest from labels and stuff, but I just never really saw myself, like, pursuing, I don't know, that kind of relationship with label to kind of make, you know, force their hand into, you know, getting them to put out a record for me. I just didn't want to wait around, so I just did it myself.
And you do the same thing with booking your own tours and everything?
Yes. Yeah, we're going on a 2-week tour in August. It goes all down the West Coast and up through the Midwest.
Are you going to be selling your 7-inch on tour?
Of course.
Cool.
It'll be available in Vancouver, too, at some stores. We'll have it at the tour kickoff in Vancouver.
When's the tour kickoff?
August 11th at this place called The Mansion, which is a house show.
Is it an all-ages show?
All weed shows are all-ages.
Because Vancouver does have a lot of bar shows, but one obvious thing about Vancouver is it doesn't have a lot of all-ages shows, and it doesn't have a lot of legal all-ages venues. Why is it important for you to only play these all-ages venues?
Because I remember, well, not remember, but even today when I go to see bar shows in Vancouver, you know, whatever the case may be, the Commodore or the Biltmore or something, I'm just, you know, watching a band, I'm kind of like, oh, wouldn't it be great if, like, there was some 17 or 18 year olds here that would like be inspired by this band or something. Like, I don't really get why you just turn X years old and now you can go see shows. Like, I never really wanted to, I don't want to be part of that culture, that rule, you know.
Is it different in the States where you're from? Are there more all ages shows because you do need to be 21 to get in?
It depends. I mean, there's some cities that have really great all ages scenes. Even Seattle, I think, has a really strong DIY all ages scene, which I'm pretty jealous of. Like, I wish there was, I think Vancouver's getting, hopefully we'll get closer to something like that. But, you know, when I was growing up in Wisconsin, like, there wasn't very many all ages shows, or there was like none in Eau Claire, where I'm from. But sometimes in Minneapolis, there's some places. But
so not only do you book your own tour, you book your own tour only at all ages venues.
That's right. Yeah, it makes it difficult sometimes, but I don't know. So far, we're looking pretty good for this tour.
So you mentioned that you're from Eau Claire and you spent some time in New York. So since we're talking about Vancouver and local music, I asked you to bring in one Vancouver band that you love, one Vancouver 7-inch or independent release that you love, and also something from one of the cities that you've lived in, a local scene that you're from. So what did you bring in today?
For the Vancouver band, I brought in a makeup videotape. And, oh, actually, I believe they live in Montreal now, / Edmonton. But this record was put out by Unfamiliar. So it was, they were living in Vancouver when it came out. And actually, I bought this 7-inch when they were on tour in New York, and it was totally awesome. I've always loved this band since they started playing. And, yeah, the 7-inch is called Thought I Was in Love.
Cool. So. And that's on Unfamiliar Records, which is an independent Vancouver label that's put out a lot of great releases, pretty prolific. And so Will's chosen makeup videotape as his independent Vancouver pick.
We'll be right back. machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits. Just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
And we're back. This is Melanie doing a one-hour feature on local independent music. And I'm joined by Will Anderson, who just chose a track by Maycoat Videotape. And now Will's next track is one of his favorite local New York bands.
So this band is called Fluffy Lumbers. First time I saw these guys, or actually this guy, it's kind of a solo project. This guy, Sam is his name. I can't remember his last name. But I saw him playing drums for a band called DuckTales at a basement show in New York, and it was kind of like the first DIY show I went to out there. And he was awesome, and he played like a solo set with his band Fluffy Lumbers, and it's really good. So about the 7-inch, and now he plays in lots of bands like Big Troubles. I think he still plays with DuckTales when he has a band. So it's kind of like a shoegazy lo-fi New York bedroom project. It's really good. So this song is called Cruisers Part 2.
Much talk about the band Weed. We've got Will Anderson from the band Weed. Here is the track 80 from the new With Drug 87 inch by Weed.
I'm
So that was Will Anderson's band Weed from the new 7-inch that's going to be coming out in a few weeks. Do you have August what?
11th.
Do you have a few more words you want to say about it?
Yeah, it was recorded in Seattle. Just to be clear, the other guitarist in the band couldn't be here today. He's on vacation in California right now. He went there for his birthday. The entire band is actually weirdly American at this point. Kevin and I both go to school up here, and our bass player is flying out from Wisconsin to do the tour with us, and our drummer is located in Portland, so unfortunately they couldn't make it up for the interview / listening sesh today, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
So now we're going to hear a track by a Vancouver band called Dizzy Eyes on the label Hardly Art.
We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
The shy ones can be loved.
was Mode Modern from their most recent 7-inch. And the song was called Country. And we've got one more track here today of our Vancouver 1 hour feature. Thank you, Will, for joining us.
Cheers.
Is there anything else that you want to say?
I just want to plug the show, our Vancouver tour kickoff one more time, August 11th. It's at the Mansion. You can find it on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Bandcamp, whatever. You know, you'll figure it out. I don't want to say the address over the air because I think it's kind of underground type of thing. But All Ages Weed with Aaron Reed and Coco, August 11th, Thursday.
Thanks, Will. So thanks for tuning in. I'll be filling in every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30. So tune in for a lot of Vancouver content. Today we managed to do a whole hour of all Vancouver except for one great New York band that Will chose. So we're going to finish the show with a new Vancouver 7-inch by a band called Capital Six on the Vancouver record label Light Organ. So here you go. It's one of my favorite new tracks.
I go